The National Football League is America's biggest entertainment platform. The last year, though, and in particular the last month, have also made it into one of this country's leading social justice venues. Sensing that now was a time to do something, Malik Jackson got in the patrol car of former Jaguars wide receiver and current JSO officer Ernest Wilford this week.
You know, guys can take knees, they can say stuff, but until you start getting a community, giving back, taking time out of your day to try to change things and talk to people and see their understanding, I don't think it's as powerful.
The two men have plenty in common as football players and black men who are concerned about their community. Wilford, though, owns the unique perspective of being on both sides of the issue.
That's why I got to continue to share my experiences on both sides to both parties. So the more dialogue we have, the more understanding we can.
Jackson and Wilford both vigorously agree that communication is the most important problem to solve, and they did their part in Wilford's car.
I don't know the full extent of the reasoning behind the protest, because I hear different stories from different players. Everybody had their own particular reason why they're protesting. But at the end of the day, we got to come together and open up that conversation, answer those tough questions, and I think this is a step in the right direction.
Clearly, both men return to their coworkers with a story to tell, and perhaps an idea that will help turn the words into actions that can impact Jacksonville in a very positive way.
There's a lot of guys are pretty proactive and as far as consider themselves activists and wanting to change things in their community and just want to have a common understanding of what they see and what they feel like a lot of these situations happen. So I think guys would jump on it. It got brought up to me, and that's why I jumped on it. And I'm glad I did, you know. But hopefully we can continue this, keep it going, and like I said, just try to change things.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.